What up, bro? Welcome to a new episode of the Brian Janu Show. As you know, I am Brian Janu, and like always, on all podcast platforms everywhere, Brian Janu Show, social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook, Brian Janu Show, and of course, YouTube channel, Brian Janu Show, man. That's where you go, subscribe, comment, I do comment back. As long as it's not crazy comments, some people be leaving some shit, you be like, yo, thank you for the comment. I don't know what to say about some things. I'm not going to meet you with ignorance. I'm trying to not get to that point. I've seen some comments in the last couple of vids. I've done clips and shit. I'm just like, yeah, I don't have that type of energy anymore, brother. I'm sorry. But, Brian Janu Show, YouTube channel, man. Comment. I do comment back. Subscribe, man. Like the vids, man. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode, man. So, I've done like 3-4 episodes on this shit already. So let's get it. So Kendrick Lamar dropped. Kendrick Lamar finally dropped his diss record. On Drake. Called Euphoria, which is, you know, named after, of course, the show Drake executive produces, which is one of the biggest shows of this era, of this generation right now. People are literally begging to get the next season, but that's neither here nor there. But he named it Euphoria. It's a dope record, man. I truly enjoyed it. I listened to it while I was driving to a store just a moment ago. I've been listening to it for a while. Dope record, man. It's a dope comeback. But this is the thing what I've felt about this situation. This is the thing I felt about this whole situation. Which is, I don't, how can I say this? It's not particularly, I get the people are going to decide the winner of this. That's the thing. I get the people are going to decide the winner of this. But downplaying one, and here's the thing. I did it yesterday. I heard it for the first time. I'm like, yeah, Kendrick, you could have kept that shit. But that was me being first reaction. And I fucking try to not do that to myself. I hate doing that shit. First reaction as human beings. Because we live in a moment. And this is why I've said numerous times about this situation. I said, no matter what Kendrick would have said, he would have won. He's going to win. Because as long as he's replying, people are going to say it's the best thing on the planet. Where, again, I've had the dilemma with the situation is, Euphoria is dope. Euphoria is a dope record. It's a fire track. You know what I'm saying? It's a dope record. It's a fire track. 100. But at the same time, Kendrick fans, man, shit. Like, it is the same thing with Drake fans. I can say the same shit about Drake fans. Which is because I'm a Drake. I've literally have said Drake is my favorite one. J. Cole is my favorite rapper. Drake is my favorite artist, and Kendrick is somebody I just listen to when it's sporadically. I don't really listen to Kendrick like talking about it. But I'm a fan of this situation. You know, I've been waiting to see these two niggas go against each other for a minute. I always wanted it to be J. Cole and Kendrick, but since it's Drake and Kendrick, I still believe Drake could push the pin and go and rap. And that's the one thing I've always said about the situation. Is that because people have this, you know, thought process that Kendrick is just going to wipe the floor with Drake. It's hard for people to accept that Drake might be better than Kendrick in certain aspects. Sometimes you listen to a song and you try to catch the nuance, and this is the thing about Kendrick Lamar. He's the wordplay. He's a lyrical nigga. He's the, you know, he's supposed to be the bomb detonator. He's supposed to be that guy. And Euphoria didn't. Speaking for me, I'm not speaking for everyone. I'm speaking for me. I'm not speaking for Drake fans. I'm not speaking for people that just. I'm speaking for me. I thought Kendrick would try to take Drake's head off. I thought he was going to come at him with a diss record. And maybe if Drake drops another diss, then Kendrick would be like, fuck it, and go full crazy. Go full, Dragon Ball Z on his ass, Goku. Go full, just fuck it. Maybe. But I didn't get that from this record. Again, I gotta hear people with this, you didn't listen. It's like every Kendrick record isn't some hidden code to lyrical excellence. Like, it's very on the surface. Like, that's a very on the surface diss. And I think that's what I was waiting for. I was waiting for him to say something to the point where I would be like, damn. Damn, Drake, you gotta really go at this nigga. Everything he said, Drake can literally rebuttal. And I think that's kind of why I wasn't so like, damn, he killed Drake. Kendrick is the lyrical nigga. Like, I'm sorry. Like Kendrick is the lyrical nigga. He's the two, yo, he is the what has been the Kendrick thing? He is the quantity. He's the quality over the quantity, right? Drake is quantity. Kendrick is quality. He's the quality over the quantity, right, of Drake. And this is why I also said I didn't care that Kendrick was taking the sound with the diss record. But now that it's out and we can listen to it, I wish he would have given it some, man, some fucking bars, bro. And he didn't. And again, I'm speaking for me. I'm not speaking for everybody. I'm speaking for me. Listening to that, and I'm thinking Kendrick gonna go nuts on Drake. But the nigga literally just took all the points from social media. Like, every time Drake does something, that's what niggas on social media say. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm amazed at how people are trying to gaslight this. No, I'm not. What the fuck am I saying? We live in a world where everybody gaslights shit to the fullest. I'm not so surprised. Why the fuck am I acting like I'm surprised the niggas are gaslighting this? I'm amazed at how people. Why am I saying amazed? I'm not amazed. I'm not even amazed. Because I knew it was coming. Like, when Kendrick dropped, I knew people were going to hype it. And literally scream, it's the greatest thing on the planet. And you are not listening. It's got so many you nuances, and he trying to do this. Let me break down the record. Let me break down the record. The first half of the song, the first minute or so into the song, he's pretty much talking about J. Cole a little too, but at the end, before it goes into the next beat, the switch up of the beat, and then he just goes full lyrical and when he starts rapping. He talks about, you had Tommy Hilfiger in your closet, but you never had FUBU. For us by us. If you were a kid in the 90s like me, for us by us, FUBU. That was the shit. You had to wear some FUBU at some point in your life. I like even the Tommy Hilfiger reference, which, a lot of people that don't remember Tommy Hilfiger, I think it was Tommy Hilfiger that came out and he was like, I don't really make clothes for black people. I think that's what he said. I can't remember. But I remember that was like a big thing. Like that Tommy Hilfiger, somebody like a Tommy Hilfiger was literally saying, like, I don't make clothes for black people. Or I don't really make clothes for urban people to really wear like that or something. He said some shit to that extent. So it also plays into that. Like, where it's like Kendrick is like, oh, you had Tommy Hilfiger in your closet, but yet you didn't have this. So, because I remember that being like a massive thing when I was a kid. Like, we stopped wearing Tommy Hilfiger because he said that shit particularly. And I might be wrong. I might be completely wrong. I might be wrong, but I think that's what he said. I can't remember. So don't quote me on that. Allegedly, that's what he said. Let me put the allegedly in. Allegedly. But I get the positioning of that. I get the positioning of that. Whereas like Tommy Hilfiger, a white man, made clothes at the time for urban people's consumption, but yet you didn't wear the man that actually created the black line, Damon Jones. You didn't wear his shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I get the man on Shark Tank, if you don't know what that is. the black man on Shark Tank. I think it might be only like one black fucking person on Shark Tank, and that might literally just be Damon Jones. So, but yeah, man. But so positioning in that sense too, with that, it's a smart move. It's a smart play. I think it's a really smart move. It's a really smart play. Here's where I think it goes into the verses, you know, the verse. ASOS rapping. Where I feel like this, and he has so many points in his diss, which is very important, very poignant. But let me point out the things that he said that I just feel like he should have never really said. And he never should have really barked up that tree. One thing he shouldn't have really said is, "I got cl my last one. My next one is a my last one is a classic. I know you never had one. Your core fans gotta stomach that." That is an argument on social media. Every time Drake drops, he doesn't have a classic. I literally just saw a tweet before I even did this. Maybe a couple minutes ago, where the dude on X was like, "Y'all give Drake this. Drake drop half-ass albums and half-ass albums, and y'all call them classics because he got three real good songs on there for some girl you think you remember dating or some shit on social media." And I'm like, "Bro, you can't put that." Like I'm like, "Bro, if you don't listen to Drake, stop saying you do." like an album like that, man. I think Drake has numerous classics. If we count Section 80 as a Kendrick Lamar classic, then we gotta count So Far Gone as a classic. If we count Section 80 as a classic, we count So Far Gone as a classic. Shit, even Comeback Season. So that's two right there. Thank Me Later is a classic. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Thank Me Later is a classic. Take Care is clearly like the consensus. If you even if you don't like Drake, you'll give him Take Care. You're like, "Nah, I gotta give him Take Care." Nothing Was the Same is probably the best album out of all of them, and that's a classic. It's the most concise, and it's the best fucking album. If you read This Is Too Late, is even for niggas that really be like, "Drake don't rap enough for me." If you read This Is Too Late, boom, gave you that. Views, who just celebrated its what, six, it's 8 year anniversary, I think. That's even a classic. And now you have the conversation of the Certified Lover Boys and all these other things that Drake has dropped over the last couple of years. But and even now I'm seeing people come around to Follow My Dogs and being like, "Damn, that might be a real classic." And I listen to it a little differently now. So I'm like, "No, this shit is actually fire, bro." And that's the thing about a Drake album, that when you hear Kendrick, you know immediately, like, okay, this album's gonna be something I can fuck with. But that's not what Drake shit. He plans. If you listen to Drake, I tell people all the time, if you're a Drake fan, like if you're not listening to Drake or you listen to his music or whatever the case may be, the first thing you need to listen to is this. His album is not for the weak. It's not for the 1 week fans. You want to catch the album in 2 days and be like, "Okay, I got everything." That's not what it is. Like, Drake albums are made for months and months and months from now. And you go back and listen to the album 3 months later, and you'd be like, or 4 months later, or 5 months later, you go back and listen to the album, you'd be like, "Now this shit fire. Now this shit fire." And that's the thing. So when you sit there and say, I saw a tweet yesterday on about this, and I said Drake actually got more classes than Kendrick, and that is true. That's to me. Because everybody consensus is Kendrick's got at least three or four. Section 80, Good Kid, Mad City, To Pimp a Butterfly. Damn. Right? Damn. So that's four. I just listed off two, and those are mixtapes. Comeback Season, So Far Gone. Thank Me Later, Take Care. Nothing Was the Same. If You're Reading This, it's like Views. Four, seven beats four. That was like seven beats four. And again, I speak for me. I can't speak for everybody else. But seven to me beats four. I listen to Drake way more than I listen to Kendrick. But also, Kendrick only has, what, four or five albums? Six, if you count the Untitled Project and then also Mr. Rorell and the Big Stepper. So that's six. But when you Kendrick says that he doesn't have any classics, that's some social media shit. That's not a that's some social media shit. I'm not about to give you that. No. For the niggas on social media that run that narrative, okay, you won that topic with them. But real niggas that listen to the music for real, no, Drake got way more. He doesn't. There's never been a time where I've never sat there and said Drake got no classics. Drake has got seven fucking classics to me. Because I listen to Drake, so I will tell you. He's got seven fucking classics, my brother. Another thing Drake said, Kendrick says in his song is like, because Drake said, is this a 20v1? And Kendrick's like, no, it's 1 versus 20. Pretty much flip, trying to flip it. It said, it's me versus all you ghostwriters. That's another thing. Bro, why are we bringing up still the ghostwriting shit? It feels like that's the only thing y'all could really bring up when it comes to Drake, is that he has ghostwriters. And I'm trying to not like it's, the same shit can't be brought up by 30 different niggas. At some point, it's gotta lose its luster. At some point, bro. Okay, ghostwriting shit. Okay, whatever. There's two things in this song that I just was like, bro, why did he say that? Why did he say that? Attacking a man, street cred, character, whatever you want to say, cool. Drake is not a street nigga. Whoever the fuck thinks he is funny. I love Mai Tais. But Drake ain't pulling no trigger. Come on, bro. Like, nigga, come on, bro. We know that already about this nigga. He ain't that. We know that already. Calling him out for his street shit, cool. Whatever. But when you sit there, and I had to see this all day today, but when you sit there and try to say that that man ain't black, that's why the fuck I gotta stop you. Because it's just like, not only are you trying to weaponize the idea that I'm blacker than you, because I'm darker than you, you also are creating a divide in our community. And you're supposed to be pro-black, but you sitting there trying to say this man ain't black, but yet you big up Logic, who, yes, is also mixed race, is biracial, but doesn't have the skin tone and nothing like Drake. So when you sit there and say, I'm blacker than you, that's why I can say all these things about you. That's a slippery fucking slope, my guy. Because you're not just now talking about Drake. You're talking about a lot of fucking people in our community. There's a lot of biracial kids in our community. And I probably would tell you more of those biracial kids fuck with Kendrick than they probably do Drake. And that's the thing. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that's the one thing I'm just like, I'm like, okay, I can't. I can't, man. And I'm seeing this all day on Twitter. Like, so now blackness is being called into question. And this ain't got shit to do. And this is another thing I've been seeing. People on Twitter being like, oh, Drake white fans. Drake white fans don't give a shit about nigga shit. Like, yeah, I'm sorry. They don't care about nigga shit. But when you sit there and say, like, I'm blacker than you, you can't say nigga no more. It's cringeworthy to me. When you start saying shit like that, you're putting a divide in our own community. And you're supposed to be the pro-black guy, but yet you sit there and have this idea in your head that that shit is gonna fly. And I'm seeing niggas sit there and try to. I see people on social media all fucking day be like, well, he wasn't talking about that. He was saying that in the sense of Drake's trying to play cosplay with being black. But then, go listen to 30 for 30 off of What a Time to Be Alive. Drake literally says in the verse, if I start speaking on social issues, then I'm wrong for it. But if I even if I hold my tongue about it, I'll be crucified. I can't speak on issues because then you will sit there and tell me I'm not in a position to speak on them. But then if I do speak on them, I still get crucified either way it goes. So which one is it? And that's the thing. Like like I said, you want to criticize the street cred, you want to sit there and say, you know, you talking about still pulling triggers and shit, but your city, which was in a literally had a mass shooting. But you literally sit there and then say some crazy shit like you can't talk violent, but then speak on, you know, protecting the city and pray for my city. The fuck? What? Okay, I didn't understand that part. But to sit there and weaponize this man's blackness, and I'm seeing people trying to sit there and say, yeah, Drake always do that shit. He has a verse, a line in the song, even when he was like, how many black features you gotta do for you to finally feel accepted? How many times you gotta do black songs, black features with black artists before you finally feel accepted? Which brings me to which brings me to the situation, right? Like what I just said about the blackness, right? When Drake said, how many top tell you gotta do a song for, you know, Maroon 5, you better make it witty, and we need a verse from the Swifties. I need people to understand something, and this is the thing that this is why I kind of don't I disagree with Kendrick so much on this, because when you sit there and say he's a white boy, you ain't black enough, what the fuck was all his energy when Drake was jumping out there doing collaborations with Future and ASAP and you and all these other black artists and gave them the spotlight to be big? Just recently, all of these new artists that's coming into the game, they don't call Kendrick, they call Drake. They get that nigga first. I'm trying to figure this out because it's like, that's a terrible precedent to set. First, you're trying to divide everybody by saying, I'm pro-black, I'm the darkest nigga in the game, so that's why I could call you a white boy and you ain't nigga, and you ain't no nigga. And everybody's experience in the black community is not the same. We know this already. But you try to sit there and say, I grew up in real violence, that's why I'm more blacker than you. That's a terrible precedent to set. And I'm from New Orleans, bruh. I know violence. I'm from New Orleans, my nigga. Like, bruh, like, come on, bro. Like, that's a terrible precedent to set. I'm sorry, that part got, like, I was just like, that's a stupid part. I don't understand. And that's the whole song. It's like, I hate the way you look. I like the way you dress. That part just, I was like, bruh, this is comical now. It's funny now. Like, that you're trying to weaponize his blackness and try to say he's not black. But yet, he put more black artists on in the last decade than you ever have. That's the crazy. See, people don't want to sit there and say that shit. Drake has done more for black artists to get fame and success faster than Kendrick has ever have. What the fuck has Kendrick done? If people want to sit there and say, well, Kendrick inspires people and Drake does this, whatever. Also, telling the nigga if he's staring at the sexy red, I see two bad bitches. That's high school shit, bruh. This is the lyrical assassin. This is the boogeyman. This is Kendrick motherfucking Lamar. And you tell this nigga standing next to Sexy Ray, he look like a bad bitch. Nigga, what? It's just like, nigga, what? That's the best you got? Like, oh my God, that shit was so stupid. I didn't, I like, people were liking that shit. That's the most big. That's, yeah, I didn't understand that part. I'm sorry. That shit was stupid. But the other part that got to me, I'm hearing, is like the fact that you're sitting there saying you want to be famous. And I'm not always rapping, which goes into the TaylorMade freestyle with Drake. It's like, how the fuck you not in the booth? And he's like, I'm not contrary to whatever people believe, rap is not my whole life. I don't give a fuck about once I do my shit, I'm gone. Which is a great, which I love about Kendrick and J. Cole, because they're known for the music. But don't sit up here and try to weaponize that and say, well, nigga, you don't only want to be famous. So that's why. But when you sit there and also say that I'm raising a son, but you know nothing about that. That's another thing I hate. Y'all gotta stop using that fucking tone. Like, y'all gotta stop using that shit. It's the same shit being said about Drake that y'all continuously say on social media. And this is why I don't like the song like that. It's because it's like, bruh, you said nothing of value. There's nothing you said that I don't already see niggas say about Drake on social media. He ain't black enough. High in there, he gonna use all the black people. He don't date these women. I see this shit already. I don't need to see this shit again and again and again. And for one of the most lyrical fucking rappers, the man that's supposed to be the guy, it felt like you just took a lot of the social media pundits, a lot of what Push has already said, a lot of shit Rick Ross has already said, and you try to like put it in a way where now you can weaponize it. It just, I ain't like the record. In the senses of a diss, the record's fire. If it's not in a diss, like it's a dope record. If it's just not a diss record, it's because it's like you said nothing new, and yet you want me to sit there and give you that type of energy. It's like I'm seeing people calling it a nuclear strike. It's damaging. It's gonna destroy Drake. It's over for him. He need to go ahead and put it, end it. He done. Because I don't think people understand this is not that crazy of a record. It's not. It's decent and it's a nice beat. And another thing, I hate three beats. I hate switch ups. Plan to switch up? Great. If there's like something that happens, great. Sicko Mode, probably one of the best switch ups of all time. But push ups was one beat. It was one beat and then you had to end. But that nigga Drake rapped on that one beat the whole time. Same thing with TaylorMade Freestyle. He rapped on that one beat the whole time. People keep sitting up there and also saying this, Euphoria versus Push Ups, which is the better song? Push Ups was a response back to Like That. So it really should be Push Ups versus Like That. And for me, one verse does not beat one song. As great as that one verse is, and I was listening to Like That last night, that bitch fire. Hell fire. That shit fire. But it's one verse. That's it. One verse. Call me old school. But give me a song, my nigga. And Drake is addressing everyone. Everyone. So I give it to Drake. Euphoria should be going against TaylorMade. Now, TaylorMade Freestyle. And if that is the case, Drake wins that too. Because, and no, I'm not saying that because Drake. Euphoria was good. But it's shit I already heard about Drake. There's nothing new that Kendrick said that makes me like, yeah, he killed Drake. TaylorMade Freestyle was more creative. It was. You can hate it. Whatever. But Drake actually penned those words for Pac and Snoop. He just had them niggas' voices different. But that's Drake writing those words. Oh, whatever you want to say. His writers. I don't give a fuck. Somebody wrote for somebody. I don't care. TaylorMade Freestyle, he literally used three people that Kendrick has always said he fucked with. Snoop, Pac, and Drake. That's diabolical shit. Euphoria is good. But like I said, I'm not going off of Pushouts was a response back to Like That. And I'm guessing people are trying to say because Euphoria and Pushups is the two songs is on streaming services. But Pushups was a response to Like That. That's why I said when the song came out, I said it feels like Drake already recorded that record. He recorded that record a week after Like That came out. Or a couple of days after Like That came out. Because he didn't say anything into about ASAP Rocky. You know, about ASAP Rocky, because I'm assuming he already had recorded it. And I'm also, I hate this also narrative of like, we're keeping score. It's Kendrick Bob 100. It's, bruh. Since you got one song, one. Like That is a verse, it's not a song, it's a verse. And that's another thing. Can y'all niggas stop moving the goalposts? Can y'all niggas stop sitting there and telling me that Kendrick made Euphoria for the culture and Drake made Pushups for the club? That's funny, because the last couple of weeks I've had to hear niggas sit there and tell me how Like That being the number one song in the country ends the battle. At least I know with Drake, he's going to make a song that's going to try to be commercial too. But you niggas moved the goalpost for Kendrick. I have never seen so many niggas move a goalpost. This shit is ridiculous. I have never seen. Now niggas are like, this is number one song of Apple. It's the number. What the f. Bro, can y'all stop doing this? I think it's a dope song, bro. But it's just like, come on, bro. Like, I get it. All in all, man, is this, man. They will continue going at each other this whole summer. I think Drake isn't dropping until Kendrick drops his album, which is what the fuck I don't also like about this, is because Kendrick only released this project, this verse. Another thing Kendrick said in the song that I also want people to understand. Unlike that, he said, I got PTSD. He said, my temperament is bipolar. I choose violence. But then on Pushups, you sit there and say, you know, this is just a friendly fade, a friendly fade. Don't let it get anything crazier. Which one is it? Do you want the violence or do you want a friendly fade? Like, what the fuck is it? You can't have it both ways. You can't be sitting there trying to be like, I'm trying to go at y'all niggas. I'm take your head off your shoulders, and then 5 seconds later. Sorry about that. My fault, tripping. But sorry about that. But all in all, man, this is just heating up. I expect Kendrick and Drake to go at each other for the rest of the summer. I don't think anybody's winning, and that's the thing I think I want to really say. Nobody's winning. To the people on social media, like I said, if you shout out Drake, Drake is winning. If you shout out Kendrick, Kendrick is winning. I don't think anybody's winning because nobody has really said anything damning or anything that's going to truly jeopardize financial success or there's nothing that's being said that is like, damn. Like, there's none of that. I get Kendrick fans are trying to push it and say that's what he does. And as much as I love TaylorMade Freestyle, all Drake said was, you're waiting a week. You're trying to wait out the Taylor Swift energy. Like Taylor Sw you're waiting out the energy. You're trying to let this shit die down so you can finally drop something. And it's pretty much what he did. That's another thing. I kind of under everything that Drake said, I kind of do agree with Drake because everything he said, everything Kendrick said, he's not black and all that other shit. Cool, whatever. But that's kind of why I also, and I hate to say it, I am edging it to Drake. Because there's nothing Kendrick said that I feel like I haven't already heard. But what Drake says, yo, nigga, you only sitting and not dropping anything because Taylor Swift is fucking controlling your schedule. Her and Aunt, her and Top Dog pretty much locked you out your own schedule. You can't do shit. And it literally took you 10 fucking days after she dropped to then drop a song. It's like, believe it or not, Drake's more factual. That's facts. Kendrick took 10 fucking days after Taylor Swift dropped to drop a song. It's like, I hate to say it, but that's the truth. I kind of have to agree that maybe Kendrick, maybe Taylor Swift does have more pull over Kendrick shit than Kendrick does. It does. But again, people are not going to listen to it. Go listen to Taylor May. He literally said, bro, you only waiting. You Taylor Swift and Ant, they Taylor made your schedule, nigga. You out of the loop. He said that shit, bro. Like, nah, man. Drake shit was more poignant and more deliberate. Kendrick shit was literally social media shit. And I'm not saying that because I don't fuck with Kendrick and I fuck with Drake more. I'm saying it because it's actually the truth. You don't want to hear it right now because you live in the moment, like all of us. But the truth is the truth. And the truth is, what Drake has literally said about Kendrick Lamar is actually the fucking truth. You waited till it did die down. You did wait till Taylor Swift already dropped her album. Didn't try to release anything. Like, but. Yeah, yeah, man. I expect this beef to go on this whole summer. I expect Kendrick to have some great punions. I expect Kendrick to drop his album and have some disses on there about Drake. But then I expect Drake to also release that diss record and go hard on Kendrick. And Kendrick to do the same. But yeah. Like I said, I don't really think anybody winning. And if I had to give the edge to anyone, it's Drake. Because I actually do believe, because what Drake has actually said, you can't refute it. Kendrick, I didn't hear Kendrick refute anything Drake said. Not a bit. All he did was try to flip the narrative, and that's it. That's all he did. I didn't hear him say that Ant isn't controlling the schedule with Taylor Swift. He didn't say that Ant isn't telling him when he can drop and when he can say shit. Like, I didn't hear any of that shit. All he did was say he's a white boy. Call him out for being a bad father. It's heard that shit already. Anyway, I'll be back next time this shit goes nuclear again. But until next time, man, I am Brand Janu. This has been a Brand Janu show. I'm sorry about the technical difficulty. Something happened. I don't know what. But until next time, I am Brand Janu. It's a Brand Janu show. Peace.